Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your energy. You know, I'm just getting finished off my trail run. I want to share something because I believe this episode is life-changing. You know, I believe this episode is actually going to give you the push, give you the fire to be able to actually create the change that you want to create. You know, this is Protect Your Peace season. And a big part of me protecting my peace is not worrying and taking full responsibility. And I'm going to get into what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm going to be real. Some of you might not like this episode. Some of you might turn off. Some of you might not agree with me, but it's okay. But don't take this episode out of context. But please listen to this episode with all maturity. You know, I wouldn't tell this to my 7-year-old, my 13-year-old. They wouldn't be able to get this. But this episode, if you release your ego and you really understand what I'm saying, it could change everything for you. Because some of us, maybe it's you, you're paralyzed because you're not doing this. You know, I want to share this real quick. I was on the trail and I've been running this trail for probably the last 3 years. And I never ran across a snake ever on this trail. And they have snakes out there. But I never ran across a snake until today. I actually posted on my IG stories, and when I ran across the snake, I'm like, oh, you know? And when I looked down, the snake was already struggling. The snake had already got dealt with. The snake was cut up. It was sliced. I don't know if a person did it. I don't know if an animal did it, but the snake was dying. And it reminded me so much about life. A lot of us right now, we're so worried about the snakes in our life. You know, I was worried about that snake and running. Every time I run that trail, I was like, okay, I need to look for a snake. It's probably why I found the snake. I was so worried in my run that it almost made me not enjoy my run. And it hit me and said, why are you worried about something when God got you? God is already going to clear the path that's in front of you. So somebody can say they saw a snake. Somebody can say, AKA, it's destruction. It's hard ahead of you. Somebody can say the road doesn't lead to anywhere. Somebody might tell you, oh, I tried that before. It didn't work out. Or I started that business. It didn't work for me. And a lot of us, what we do is we allow them to implement fear on us. And we never take the path created for us because we're so afraid of the path. We're afraid of the AKA snakes that might be in the path. And so today it reminded me, and I want to remind you before we get into this episode, that hey, the snakes will be handled. Whatever that snake is, maybe it's people who are doing you wrong. Maybe it's people, you know, that don't have your best interest in mind. Maybe it's some type of obstacle, some type of challenge. Just know when God is guiding your life, it will be handled. And so when I ran over the snake, I felt bad for the snake, but I laughed a little bit because I said, oh, God already cleared the path for me. God already handled this snake. The snake ain't gonna bite me. The snake is trying to survive for its life because it has been handled. And so some of us, we're living in so much worry about other people, worried about what they're going to say, worry about the snakes in our life. We're worried about that. And we're living our life in fear. We're living our life in concern. And we're not giving all of our energy to what we need to give our energy to. One of the principles in Protect Your Peace, and I'm not going to read from the book today, but one of the principles is disconnect often. And I want you to disconnect often from the thought that something ahead of you is going to stop you. I want you to disconnect from worry. I want you to disconnect from fear. And I really want you to connect to your faith, to connect that God got me. I don't care what's in the path will be cleared. So when you operate every single day, maybe your prayer is, God, I don't know what stands in my way, what's trying to get in my way, but I want you to make a way. I don't care what stands in my way, what people are trying to put in my way, what's trying to get in my way, God, make a way for me. Clear the path. Clear the path. Remove the evil. Be my fortress during this storm. And which brings me to what I want to talk to you about today. So many people don't take full responsibility in their life. And if you're going to protect your peace and live in peace, you got to disconnect from the thought that it's their problem. They're the problem. You got to disconnect from the thought that they're the reason why I'm. You got to disconnect from the thought that, oh, it's because of this. This is why my life is like this. Now, I want to be clear. I understand what you went through. I understand how it was unfair to your life. But as I always told you, you can share this on stories, write this quote down. And I love this quote. It's one of my favorite quotes that I've ever said. It doesn't matter what comes against you when God is for you, right? That's not my quote, but I want to say that. It doesn't matter what comes against you when God is for you. It doesn't matter what doubts your life when God is for your life. It doesn't matter if the odds aren't favorable. This is what I want you to write down, because I'm highly favored. It doesn't matter if you're favored by people. It doesn't matter if you're favored by the algorithm. Got to throw that in there with social media. It doesn't matter if you're favored by all these external forces and things. When you're highly favored by the Most High. My life changed about 6 or 7 years ago. Some of you know I talk about the BC mindset. I'm not going to talk about it today. But my life changed when I looked in the mirror. And I said, Trent, you're the problem. And when I told myself that, I wasn't telling myself that I was being problems in other people's lives. I was causing problems. But I said, no, you're the problem because you're accepting the problem. You're the problem because you're not changing the problem. You're the problem because you're putting up with the problem. And so I want you to think about your life right now. What if you took complete ownership and you took the ownership out of that person that you're blaming? You took the ownership out of that situation that you're blaming. You took the ownership from your past and you said, know what? I'm the problem. I'm the problem because I'm allowing it. I'm accepting it. I'm still allowing it to control me. I'm still allowing it to be the guiding force in my life. What if you took ownership and said, I am the problem? And I know it hurts when you say that, but I'm going to tell you the power in taking that ownership. When I told myself those words, I'm the problem, guess what I realized immediately? That if I'm the problem, then that must mean I'm also the solution. If I'm the problem, that means I have the power to be the solution. And on the flip side, even if that thing is the problem that I'm blaming, guess what? If I take ownership and say, I'm the problem because I'm allowing this to continue to happen, I'm expecting change from a situation that's not going to change, I'm still standing this blame and complain thing, you know what happens? Then guess what? If that thing is the problem that you're blaming, then guess what? It's your solution too. They're the solution. So give them credit. You're giving them credit for being the problem in your life. You're giving them credit for causing problems in your life, and I'm sure they have. But once you say, I am the problem, then guess what? They become the solution. You flip the script. You flip the script. How are they the solution? Okay, they're the solution because I'm not going to allow this person to control my life anymore. That's the solution. Because with them being in my life, it's been causing pain in my life, drama in my life, toxicity in my life. Guess what? They're the solution. I'm going to free myself from it. If it's my past and I'm saying, oh, my past is the problem, then guess what? The solution is I'm going to use my past to build a better future. So I want you to understand the problem often identifies the solution. So when you call yourself the problem, then guess what, my friend? You have the power to create the solution. So what's going to be your solution right now? I need you to disconnect from the idea that it's everybody else's fault. And I want you to connect to the truth that it's on you. Where you take your life or don't take your life, it is on you. Where you go or don't go, it is on you right now. Say it's on me. You are the problem. And please don't take that out of context. If you're in a health journey, then guess what? You're the problem. It's not the foods that you're eating. Understand some things might be genetic in your life that you can't change, but guess what you can change? Something else to make sure you're putting yourself in the best position to live your best health. You are the solution. So what solutions are you going to start creating right now to make sure you go into this next year and make sure this next year is not just another year. It's not just another year talking. It's not just another year wishing. It's not just another year hoping. But you go into this next year protecting your peace because you know that everything is working out for your good. You know you're taking ownership to create your change. You know the path is being clear for you. You know the snakes are being killed. Metaphorically for you. You know that you're going to take complete ownership over everything in your life. So guess what? Things have to change because you are the solution. And I know sometimes, my friend, that is very, 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 very hard to hear. But as long as you keep giving that thing power by making them the problem, by talking about the problem, by complaining about the problem, then guess what? That problem stays the problem. And that problem becomes the story of your life. I'm not saying that you can't have things happen to your life that make up your story, but that problem now becomes the guiding force of your life because you're giving power to it. You're so connected to the idea that they are the reason why your life is not where it should be. And they might have held you back for sure. They might have made your life very difficult for sure. I am not undermining that. I am not oblivious to that. But I also know they can be your solution. Because maybe it's that thing that you're holding on to. Maybe it's that blame that you're holding on to. Maybe it's the apology that you want that you're holding on to. But maybe it's the solution is to let go. Maybe the solution is to let go. I was in church this Sunday and the pastor preached a sermon and said, the swap meet. God swapped me and I loved it. He said, we come to God with something to receive something. And it really hit me like a ton of bricks in my heart. You see, some of us, maybe it's you, you're holding on to something that doesn't serve your life anymore. You're still connected to the things that's draining you, to the things that's stressing you. And you're holding on to these things. But what if today was the day that you released those things? You said, hey, here you go, God. Y'all remember those words? Here you go, God. You know what? I'm no longer going to try to change this person. Here you go, God. I'm no longer going to try to figure it out on my own. Here you go, God. I'm no longer going to live this journey and walk this path with worry. Here you go, God. I'm no longer going to worry about the snakes that might pop out and bite me. I know you got me, God. Here you go. And you release. You release the blame. You release. And then when you release, that means you receive. See, when you release worry, you receive peace. When you release stress, you receive peace. When you release the problems, you receive solutions. And 8 years ago, 7 years ago, it was a while ago, that's when my life really changed. When I stopped saying that this, they, it was the problem. And I said, Trent, you're the problem because you're keeping the power in that problem. Because you're expecting a problem to just change miraculously. You're the problem because you're being blind to what you can see. You're the problem because you're praying to God for reasons when there's already been a million signs. You're the problem because you're blaming all these things in your life for why you're not at a certain place in your life. And you're creating no change in your life. I said, I'm taking ownership. And I said those five famous words that have echoed across the world to this day. It all starts with you. Disconnect from the idea that it starts with them. That it starts with such and such. That it starts with him, that it starts with her. And connect to the idea that it starts with you. It starts by you releasing the responsibility from them. And you putting that responsibility on yourself. It starts with you saying, this is the moment where I take responsibility to change whatever needs to be changed in my life. It's so easy to blame. It's so easy to say they're the reason why I'm not here. It's so easy. But when you do the deep, hard work and say, and it hurts your soul when you say this at first, but you say, you know what? Nah, I've been this problem because I'm expecting somebody to be something that they don't want to be. I'm expecting somebody to be something for my life that they don't want to be, that they're not capable of being. I'm putting all these unfair expectations on people and things around me, on my environment. I'm expecting all these things to cater to me. They've already chose what they choose. They already made their choice. They've already decided. They've already showed me. So I can't keep saying they're the problem when they've showed me that this is what it is. I'm the problem for expecting something different. But I'm not going to keep myself as the problem. I'm going to switch it right now and say, you know what? I've been the problem, but today's the day I become the solution. Today's the day that I stop talking about it and I do something about it. Today's the day that I take that uncomfortable action and I take that scary first step, but I take it. Today's the day that I disconnect from the idea that I have forever and I connect to the truth that I have right now. Today's the day where I live by those five words. It all starts with you. Just think for a moment, my friend, how much peace you would have in your life if you knew that truth, that it all starts with you. Just think for a moment how much peace you would have in your life to know that you can do something about it, that you can change it, that you can shift it, that you can create it. Just think about that. Think about how much stress that releases. Yeah, the stress of responsibility and ownership might be upon you, but hey, to me, that's power. It's a lot more stressful waiting on something to show up to do something for me. And it's a lot more powerful when I know I could do it for myself and credit myself and start it right now. Some of you are waiting for the miracle to show up. That's stressful. But when you say it all starts with you, you know that you're the miracle. And you can start the creation process right now. So I want you to make a decision right now, my friend. No more going into another month. No more going into another year, still complaining about the same things, talking about the same things, blaming the same people. You know, talking about that person that did you wrong last year, 5 years ago. And that's every single bit of your conversations. It's all you talk about, all you write about, all you post about, subliminally or straight up. How about we end that? How about we stop giving power to those situations and those problems? Because that's some of our problems. We're trying to prove that we're over something. We're trying to prove that we're past something. We're trying to prove to the world that could care less about us, people that could care less about us, obviously. We're trying to prove to these things, and we're connected to proving people wrong. We're connected to people pleasing. See, that's a form of people pleasing, by the way. I always say some of us are professional people pleasers, triple P's I like to call. That's a form of people pleasing when you're trying to show somebody that you are over them, that you're trying to show somebody that, oh, I'm like, you're trying to prove it to everybody else. I've said this a million times, right? Y'all know it a trillion times. Prove it to yourself. Prove it to you. Man, I know it's a simple conversation today, but it's the simple things that are the most powerful things. This simple shift will shift your perspective from your prison to your power. This simple shift will change your life. Just imagine waking up every single day and saying, man, it's on me. To get the life that I want to live, it's on me. To get the body, to get the health that I want to live, it's on me. That type of responsibility might seem heavy, but it actually becomes light. Because the heaviest responsibility to me is waiting on somebody to do something for your life that's not even a part of your life. Don't even want to be a part of your life. Waiting for the apology, waiting for the understanding, waiting for the closure, all these things, right? From people or from the situation. Waiting for it to make sense. You know, I prayed a prayer today, and I want to end this episode with this prayer. I said, dear God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for removing the toxic friendships, relationships, partnerships that I thought I wanted to keep forever. The dreams that I thought I wanted to keep forever. The job that I thought I wanted to keep forever. I want to thank you for that. At first, I didn't understand, but now I do. Thank you for freeing me from everything and protecting me from everything that doesn't want the best for me. And I want to tell you, you might be in a season right now where you're connected to the wrong things, right? And you need to disconnect from those things and disconnect often from it. Every single day, remind yourself, I need to disconnect from this thought. I need to disconnect from this expectation. I need to disconnect from this. And you might understand why it is that you're going through what you're going through now. But I do believe, based upon my life and my experience, that the future will help you understand. And you'll be like, oh, thank you, God. That's why that didn't work out. Oh, that couldn't work out, so this can work out. Oh, certain things have to end so better things can begin. Oh, I get it now. But I understand, we're in a storm. It's hard to believe. But I need you to keep believing. Like, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I'm proud of you. I know this episode was kind of a little gut punch. I get it. All right, it's not an episode that most of us want to hear to say, oh, I'm the problem? What? You probably got in your feelings a little bit. But I want you to understand the power that you have. I want you to understand this, like, everything you've been through, you survived through. You got through. You conquered through. Like, just think about that for a moment, my friend. I know I'm having a moment right now at the end of this podcast episode, but my heart is just speaking to you right now. And I want to tell you, like, I'm proud of you. Like, everything that you've been through, you survived through. Like, maybe it was the generational curses. Maybe it was the sickness. Maybe it was the death in the family. Maybe it was the hard upbringing. You know, maybe it was the broken relationship. Everything you've been through, you survived through. And you telling me you ain't powerful? You telling me that you ain't a miracle? You telling me that you ain't strong? I get it. those tears are coming down more than what you would like. But that's just cleansing the soul. Because I know that smile is coming. I know that joy is coming. I know that power is coming. I know that happiness is coming. But you got to stop for a moment and just think about everything you made it through. The other day I had a moment, and I'll end with this. I had a moment. I want to share this with you because people say don't look back. And I understand that logic to an extent, but I think sometimes it's okay to look back, because I had a moment where I had to stop. It was just me by myself. I was having some downtime, and I stopped for a moment. I looked back and I said, wow, there's times in my life where I wanted to turn back. There's times in my life where I wanted to go back, right? Go back to who I used to be. Go back to T-Shell on some moments, right? Go back to, like, I'm not going to get into all that. I got to protect myself on this podcast episode. But going back to handling business, you know what I mean? Going back to those moments, going back to say, nah, I ain't going to let nobody mess over me. We going to handle it. Going back to those moments. But every time I look back and because I wanted to go back, I realized how far I've come. And I said, it would be a shame to come this far just to go back. So maybe today you stop and you look back. Maybe today's the day you wanted to turn back. Maybe today's the day you wanted to go back. Go back to that person. Go back to that time in your life. Go back to that. Go back to your ratchetness self, right? Go back to your ratchet days, right? Go back to whatever. The things that you grew from. Ain't nothing wrong with being ratchet a little time to time. I get a little ratchet. But you know what I mean? Going back to that. But maybe you stop for a moment today and you look back and say, wow, man, I came far. Man, I didn't even think I could make it this far. I know for sure nobody thought I would come this far, but look how far I've come. Look at all the hurdles I jumped over. Look at all the obstacles I got through. Look at all the challenges I championed through. You be proud of yourself, because you don't give yourself enough credit. I know it's easy to look on social media and it's easy to say, oh, I'm not doing what they're doing. Or it's easy for people not to understand what you deal with silently and understand actually all the things you overcame, because people just see the physical things. People just say, oh, Trent overcame his Achilles injury. Great, I did. But people don't see the mental battle that I overcame during this injury, the stress, the trauma that I overcame over the last 3 years. People don't see the silent stuff. I might not see it on you, but I feel you. And I'm proud of you for overcoming the things that people can see and the things that people will never know about. You survived everything that you've been through. Please disconnect from the fact that you're not enough and disconnect from that often. And I want you to connect to one thing. You are enough. You've been enough, and you will forever be enough. I love you. I appreciate you. If you got to the end of this episode, hit me up like always. Share this, man. You know, take a screenshot of the podcast. Share it with somebody who needs to hear it. Share your favorite part. And make sure you tag me at Trent Shelton Podcast, at Trent Shelton. And I'll see you soon. Make sure you get the book, Protect Your Peace. I'm doing a lot of cool things that's not on the website as far as pre-order. Arizona is actually about to experience one this weekend. It's a surprise. So make sure you get the pre-order, Protect Your Peace. If you're listening to this before the book release, if you're not listening to this before the book release, go get the book. It's out. So thank you so much. I appreciate you, man. Protect Your Peace season. Got to remind us. We're protecting our energy from the things that drain it. We're protecting our mind from the things that disturb it. And we're protecting our soul from the things that don't fulfill it. Like I said in every single message, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real, they don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.